In Iraq, police are investigating yesterday's murder of a senior police officer in the city of Qaldiya. That's about 45 miles west of Baghdad. It's an area where Washington Post correspondent Anthony Shadid has been working recently and writing that some Iraqis in the region see the police as puppets of the occupying American forces. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca spoke with the reporter.
Anthony Shadid, today your paper had the story of the death of Colonel Qudhir Mukhlif Ali. Tell us who he was and why he's important to the reconstruction story.
Well, Colonel Ali was the police chief in Qaldiya, which is a town between Fallujah and Ramadi along the Euphrates River. It's emerged as a center of resentment over the U.S. occupation. And over the past couple of weeks, even longer, you've seen a lot of popular resentment over the role of the police force and its relationship with American officials here. You know, over the past couple of months, the U.S. officials have talked a lot about trying to transfer responsibility for security in the country to Iraqis. They've talked about 55,000 men under arms, the bulk of those people being police. But what we've seen in Qaldiya, particularly with the death of Colonel Ali yesterday, is the risks in that strategy and how vulnerable often those police find themselves.
The area that you were describing, the area where he was killed, it's part of what's called the Sunni Triangle. What makes that area north of Baghdad so dangerous for U.S. troops and police working with them?
The Sunni Triangle is kind of a term given to the regions west of Baghdad and north of Baghdad, bordered by the Euphrates and the Tigris. Mm-hmm. It's dominated by Sunni Muslims who have traditionally been the rulers of Iraq, but have found themselves, in a lot of respects, marginalized under the current arrangement. There's really remarkably little engagement between U.S. officials and Sunnis in terms of the post-war arrangement. And it's also the areas where you see most of the resistance to the U.S. occupation. The lion's share of attacks have happened in Baghdad and those regions. And I think in cities like Qaldiya, it comes closest to what you might even describe as a guerrilla war.
Do the U.S. forces give their Iraqi allies the arms? Do they give them training? Or do they just not get in their way?
Well, I think it's a mixed picture. It depends on where you're at. In Qaldiya, they did arm them. They trained them. They've delegated authority. In fact, American officials American troops have tried to stay out of Qaldiya as much as possible, given the popular discontent their presence generates. But the police force in Qaldiya are in a special situation. They're trying to do what the Americans want, but at the same time, they're trying not to alienate their own people. And I think they find themselves in a very difficult situation. When I was talking to police there last week, there was almost a siege mentality there. And they were fearful. Some of them would say that they actually supported the resistance. They supported these attacks against U.S. troops. Others said they're too afraid to do anything against criminals because these criminals will say that they're mujahideen, they're fighters against the occupation. And that term alone makes them off limits. You couldn't be seen as a police officer trying to kill a fellow Iraqi who's resisting the occupation.
So with all the obstacles, why would someone like Ali favor helping the American-led reconstruction?
Well, he was the man appointed to do the job. He wasn't from Qaldiya. He was actually from Fallujah. And he took over the job after his predecessor was basically driven out of town. They ransacked the mayor's office in July and burned his predecessor's truck. And Colonel Ali took over after them. And then, as we've seen, he met a really bleak fate when he was killed by assailants on the road near Fallujah yesterday.
Anthony Shadid, reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.